08459 570057. And talking of memorabilia and things we like to hold on to, let's chat now to Robin Mayhew from Barnum. Afternoon, Robin.
Good afternoon, Alison. Thanks so much for having me on.
No worries. Now, I should say, you're one of our 100 lifers.
That's right.
Just remind us of your story. What are you up to this year?
Well, I'm doing a song project with a competition, which the competition will be in the autumn. The song will be released at the end of August. And the words and phrases in the lyric of the song are inspirational to anybody who's trying to, who's got a goal in life they want to achieve. And it's a way to get there. If you follow the instructions, it gives you a chance to get there. So I'm doing a competition for colleges, academies or schools with music departments that can either rearrange the words, put their own music to it, or they can cover it.
Okay.
And then we'll have a competition and we'll get a couple of winners out of it.
Okay, fantastic idea. Now, one of the things you're trying to do to raise money for all of this is sell a microphone that once belonged to David Bowie. Tell me more.
Well, the thing is, yes, to fund the video that goes with it, 39 years ago, here you are, 1972. I was very lucky to be chosen by David to be front of house sound engineer for his Ziggy Stardust experiment, which exploded and worked and really launched his career. Anyway, at the rehearsals before the tours started, when we were putting the whole thing together, Angie and David, well, Angie was his then wife, came to me and said, look...
Listen to you, Robin, Angie and David, eh? First name terms.
I'm sorry, but that's how it was.
No, of course it was. I love it.
Anyway, he said to me, look, this gold-plated AKG microphone would look lovely with all the gear I'm going to be wearing, all this glitter gear and everything. So I said, yeah, okay. Well, it was adequate for the job, so we used it on about the first 25 shows. And I've kept it for all those years up until now. He may come knocking on my door wanting it back, but I don't think so. But I put it up in Bonhams for auction, and I'm so lucky. There's this guy, Paul Kinder, who has the wonderworld.com Bowie website, and not specifically for the microphone, but the news page, which gets updated and has been carrying the microphone for the last couple of months, has had 3.5 million hits.
Oh, so fingers crossed.
Around the world, there could be... I want two people who could come across who really want this piece of memorabilia, and it could fund the whole thing.
How much do you think you could get for it? Have Bonham's given you any sort of indication?
Knowing my luck, it'll probably be £1,000.
Have you put a minimum price on it?
The guide price is £800 to £1,200.
Okay.
It's lot 212 at Bonham's, if anybody's interested. And you can go on the Bonhams website and see it, and you can watch the auction as well.
And are you going up to watch the auction live?
Definitely going up there to see it.
Oh, you'll be so nervous.
Well, it could be wonderful, it could be just, it could fall flat.
Oh, well, listen, you're going to have to let us know. We'd better give the show a call tomorrow afternoon when it's gone under the hammer and let us know how much it eventually gets.
Yes, I've got Phil Hewitt from the Observer, the Chichester and Sussex Observer. They're on to me, they're ringing me tomorrow as well, on Thursday morning as well. So, yeah, I'll make a round robin of calls and see how it got on.
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah, no, I look forward to finding out.
But listen, Alison, I can tell everybody, if they want to see the video, there's a pilot video up. If you just go on YouTube, Refuse to Lose, and Stadia is the name of the band, they can see it and they can get an idea of the contest and the competition and what the lyrics mean.
Okay, brilliant. We'll do that. Well, listen, best of luck with the auction tomorrow. I don't want to put a dampener on it, but I don't know if you saw in the papers, old Margaret Thatcher's handbag was up for auction yesterday.
How much did you go for?
Well, this is the thing. It only fetched £25,000 in the end. I mean, I say only because I don't know who in their right mind is spending £25,000 on an old handbag of Thatcher's, but that's beside the point.
Well, did you hear Michael Jackson's red thriller coat?
Yeah, now that went for ridiculous. Yeah, because they were hoping for £100,000 for Maggie's handbag. So they weren't that pleased with the £25,000, but really, I think they were lucky to get that.
Yeah.
Well, listen, let us know how you get on, Robin.
And thanks again, Alison.
Fingers crossed. So I want to hear from you if you own any memorabilia, if you own something that once belonged...